is our third session. So the one before us now is the persecuted servant, which is found in the 50th chapter. If you wish to follow the notes and make all the corrections and write down all the things that I've said wrong and how they should be, you can do it on page 5. Page 5, which is known as the persecuted servant or the afflicted servant, which is chapter 50, verses 4 to 11, and it will become evident why it is 4 to 11. Of course, the Bible was not, God didn't invent chapters and verses. They are without chapters and verses. You come down to this manuscript here. There are no chapters and verses, but there are some verse indications by spaces and beginning of a new paragraph and so on. The chapters in the Bible was introduced, I believe, about the 12th century AD, or in the 1200s, chapters only. And then I believe it is in the 1500s that verses were added. So they broke it up in verses. So this is why we have some chapters and verses that don't seem to fit, but that's not a real problem. It's very convenient for us to have chapters and verses, is it not? Can you imagine having that scroll and somebody says chapter 51, so you've got to go, and then chapter 2, and then it wouldn't be a chapter 2. And, because when the Lord Jesus Christ stood up in Luke, recorded in Luke 4, where he stood up in the synagogue and read Isaiah 61, 1 to 4 in the synagogue, and said, "Today these words are fulfilled in your ears," and then they wanted to kill him. This manuscript was in existence. But it was in existence in the Qumran community, okay? Because this had been written 200 years before the Lord Jesus said those words in Luke. He didn't have necessarily this particular manuscript, but it was extant. It was in existence in the library or the scriptorium in the Qumran community at the Dead Sea Scrolls. So they must have set it out for him, of the particular portion called in the synagogue the Haftorah, in addition to the Torah readings. Every synagogue day they have the Torah readings, that is the readings from the first 5 books of the Bible, and then in addition to that they have selections from other parts of the Bible. And this is where we get the statement, the Christian statement, that Isaiah 53, which we do in the next session, as the guilty conscience of the synagogue. When I was a young fellow, around about 18 years of age, we had a Jewish person come to our meeting who was witnessing to Jewish people, and he spoke about the guilty conscience of the synagogue and said, what happens? They have chapter 50, chapter 51, chapter 52, chapter 54, chapter 55. And I said, oh, that's interesting. In my youthful enthusiasm, I was very enthusiastic when I was young, more enthusiastic than I am now. So I said, good, I'll go down to the great synagogue in Elizabeth Street and have a look. So I went down to the foyer of the great synagogue in Elizabeth Street, walked in, and checked the readings, and, oh, it must have been the right month. So here they were, chapter 50, apart from the Torah, the Pentateuch reading, then chapter 51, 52, 54, 55. So I said, that brother's right. Isn't that amazing, jumping over to 53, chapter 53. What's chapter 53 about, brothers and sisters? The Messiah, yes, dying for us. Wounded for our transgressions, and so on. So on, yes. We'll be dealing with that in the fourth session. Oh, and incidentally, this is a miniature scroll, miniature Qumran scroll made of the limestone from the area of Qumran community with a cute little head on it, a little top, and this is a miniature of parts of the Dead Sea Scrolls, the miniature scroll inside. It's been in there a very long time and it doesn't want to come out, so I'll push it back in again. That's what it is, yes. Okay. 2 o'clock, Ron, keep your eye on the clock. When I was a young person in training, one person who was training me always used to say to me, "What does the enemy say, Ron? What does the enemy say?" You know what he meant, don't you? What's the time? Yeah. It's the enemy. All right, brothers and sisters, we've got song number 3 today for this session. You know what that... Would someone like to stand up and explain to me all about that?
No.
You'll take an hour. So once again, these are the 4 songs of the suffering and glory. There's the passages of Scripture. And they all contribute to this scene. This is not saying, this is this part, this is this part, this is this part, and so on. All of these contribute to this scene of which Peter says they saw it, but they weren't too sure how it all fitted in regarding timing, because there was someone who would be rejected and suffer and die, and yet there's someone who would live forever. So they were puzzled about the timing. But we, in hindsight, are able to get a better view of what that is involved. So we're now having a look at this second section of Isaiah 50. What was this first one? What do we call that one there? What's going on there? The humble servant. We're going to close the doors before we finish and check everybody out. Humble servant. Can you remember that one? Remember the intensity increasing? Rejected. Rejected. This one is the persecutor now. They pulled out the hairs of my cheek. I gave my back to the smiters. That's where we're going now. And then, this last one, he dies, is killed. But praise God, he rises from the dead. Praise God for that. Would you like me to read from this again? Yeah. All right, let's have a reading. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4 is the commencement. Yes, now once again, what you are reading is the oldest manuscript that existed in the world for both Jews and Christians, and that manuscript was 1000 AD. What I'm going to read you now is from here, and that is 200 BC. From the Qumran community and translated into English. So all the portions of scripture found and discovered in those caves, as well as other documents, you may have heard of the document of discipline, the war scroll. War scroll is very interesting to read. That is the instruction for the whole of the community to be ready, to get their armies ready, to face the Romans just before the Messiah will come and be victorious and overthrow the Roman Empire and set up the Messianic kingdom. It's a very interesting book to read. So it's also, that is also a different one. All of the Dead Sea Scrolls are all now available in English. Okay? Two volumes.